The wisdom of God, the way God thinks, is the main thing. It is the main thing, the principal thing. And when we get that right and we begin to do it, then we begin to walk in victory.
Spending time in God's Word and seeking His wisdom will bring breakthrough. Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for more insight into God's master plan for victory in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're talking about walking in the wisdom of God, walking in the blessing of God. God's wisdom will bring blessing to you in every area of your life. We were talking yesterday from the book of Proverbs, which is God's wisdom in just black and white. If you would just obey the book of Proverbs after you got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, your life would just jump right in line. Everything that's out of place, you'd find out why, and you'd find out what to do about it. Proverbs is very, very valuable. If you've never spent a lot of time in it, you should spend time in it every day. Read a chapter a day every month for months and months. And let it change you and let it talk to you. This is what God says is the wise way to act. Now, we read from Proverbs 3 yesterday and some into 4. And we're talking about, the masterpiece and the master plan. Let me read you this scripture again, Ephesians 2, verse 8. And this is, I'll start with 8. This is from the New Living Translation. God saved you by His special favor when you believed. By grace. You were saved by grace, which is God's special favor, when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. You don't deserve salvation. None of us deserved it. But we turned to God in faith, and faith was accounted to us for righteousness, and we received the new birth. We receive being born again, hallelujah. We receive salvation. And I wanted to read that definition to you today. Salvation is more than being born again. When you get born again, here's what you get. Deliverance, preservation, material and temporal deliverance from danger and apprehension, which is deliverance from fear. You get pardon, restoration, healing, wholeness, soundness, all of those words are in the definition of salvation. In other words, it means everything made right in your life, spirit, soul, body, materially, everything made right belongs to you. Salvation. When we talk about being born again, that means that you were one way, one moment, you got born again, and now you're totally changed in the image of God. You were sin, unbelief, all the bad things you can think of. You got born again, and now you're like God on the inside. Heaven is your home. Jesus is your Lord. All your sins are forgiven. Glory to God. And what else? It's free. It's free. That's what happened to you when you got born again. Now, most people get born again and they never find out what belongs to them. They don't know that they've been made victorious. They don't know. The Word of God says we're overcomers. After we get born again, we're born overcomers. We could have been defeated by drugs, by sin, by all kind of bad things, sickness, disease. But now we get born again, and the Scripture teaches us that we're overcomers. How come? We're born of God. That actually happens to you in the new birth. So if you've never been born again, and you just thought it was something you do at church, and it's not important, oh yeah, it affects your whole life. It affects your insides. You get born again in the inside. You come into the family of God. God is your Father. Jesus is your Lord. And you can receive the Spirit that comes from God, the Holy Spirit, to live in you, to abide there, and to teach you, and to enlighten you in the Word of God, and make you victorious in every area. Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, everything in your life changes from the Word of God. It is a marvelous, marvelous thing. So, but how do you know that? You don't know it unless you get in the Word and study, unless you find out, unless you get in a good church that the pastor teaches you the Word of God and the things that belong to you. Unless you make an effort to find it out, you're not going to get it just out here from the world. You've got to go where the wisdom of God is and where it's being taught to find out the good things that belong to you. Now, Ken and I, that's our calling, is to teach these things. And we're glad to do that, happy to do that, enjoy doing it, because we remember what it was like when we came into the Word of God and into the kingdom of God and the Word of God. It was like darkness and light. It was like sickness and health. It was like poverty and increase. The change that is there. And so we're eager to show you the Word and teach you the Word. But really, you're going to have to, for it to become a reality in your life, you're going to have to accept it, receive it, put it in your own eyes and in your own ears. God's got a plan for you. He has a path for you. You are born again. The scripture that we read says God saved you by His special favor. When you believed, you were saved by God's special favor. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift of God. Salvation, all those things we named, salvation is not a reward for the good things that we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. Glory to God. Think of that. We, you and I, are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. What does the book of Corinthians says? All things, when you became a new creature, all things passed away. And behold, all things become new in Christ Jesus. You're what the Bible calls a new creature or a new creation. You're not the same old guy. You might look the same way on the outside, but on the inside where you live, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. This is just our earth suit. But we live inside this earth suit. And when we get born again, the man inside the earth suit is what gets born again. And now we go from there to and get our mind renewed by the Word of God. Our spirit man is born again. Sin is gone. I don't care how vile a life that person led before. That old man died, and he's not going to be resurrected. And on the inside of us is a new creation. This is where the masterpiece comes from. The new creation created, the Bible says, in Christ Jesus to do those works that we are called to do. Hallelujah. We can walk in the power of God. Now, what about the old man here? Well, he still may sometimes people get delivered from habits instantly when they're born again. Bad habits, I mean. But normally, they have to walk it out. They have to receive deliverance from certain things. I mean, maybe when you got born again, you were delivered from nicotine. You had no more desire to smoke, but that doesn't always happen. So bad habits like that are harmful to our body and we know are not pleasing to the Lord. Immoral things that maybe have been a habit of our life. And the world we live in today doesn't know much about morality. If you don't find out about morality from God, you have a hard time finding it out. If you just watch secular television and movies, it's like they don't know right from wrong. But then that's not the way you are now. You're born again. So what do you have to do? Well, you have to go to the right places. Go where they teach you the Word of God. Get your own Bible and begin to study it. You are a masterpiece with a master plan, but you have some things you have to do to ever walk out the will of God for your life. And that is, you've got to know the truth about what God says about things, because it, Scripture says it's that truth, knowing what God says and knowing that He says you can be that and do that and you have that is what makes us free from the law of sin and death. So even though we're born again, if we never change our habits or our way of thinking and being to agree with the Word of God, we'll still live a defeated life in the earth. So, we are a masterpiece. We've been born again. When we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, that old man died, that man of sin, that spirit man that had death in it and sin in it, it's gone. And in place, the Scripture says, is what the Bible calls a new creation. Glory to God, like E.W. Kenyon says, like a tree that's never been before or a house that never was before. Whew, there it is. The new creation is there. So this new creation now is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. His spirit is the recreated part of him. That's the part of him that gives life to his body. His soul is his mind, his will, and his emotions. So that soul has to be taught the Word of God. And the Scripture calls that renewing our minds. The soul has to be taught this masterpiece that's born again for him to ever walk in the fullness of what the plan of God is for his life. He has to have his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions renewed to agree with the Word of God. And that's what the Word of God does. And then it says, teaches us that you'll know the truth. The Spirit of God will lead you into all the truth. You'll know the truth and the truth about what? About what God says. About what you are on the inside. About what belongs to you. The truth from the Word of God. You'll know that truth. And that truth from God, the Bible says, will make you free. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, that's what happens to the masterpiece. He has to be taught the Word of God, and that's the master plan. God has a plan for you individually, has a plan for all of us together, and the Spirit of God knows the plan. Hallelujah. So we're new creatures. We're born again. We are a masterpiece. I just love this scripture. We are God's masterpiece. Well, let's go back up to verse 8. God saved you by His special favor or His grace when you believed. When you believed what? When you believed Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God, this favor, this grace. You can't take credit for it. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. In other words, salvation is a gift. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew. That's called a new creature in the Bible. This new creature God created is a brand new creature. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So we're not just a new creature, but we are a new creature that never existed before, like a tree that never was before, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that we can do those good things that He planned beforehand for us. So we are a new creature with a new plan. Now, in the Hebrew commentary, they said, and this is really what got me going on this message, is that we have the ability to connect with God. Man has the ability to connect with God. We can do that. How do we do it? We make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. We follow the Word of God. We connect. Every time you read in this Bible something where you're corrected and taught, and you see, well, I've been missing it there. I've not done that, you know, I've let that slip. That is an opportunity to reconnect in that area with the wisdom of God and the blessing of God. And here's how we stay connected. That is a steady, continual diet of the Word of God. I spend time in the Word every day. I take it like I take food. Why? Because if I don't, my thinking will begin to be wrong. My decisions will begin to be wrong. My attitude seems to be where it shows up first. I know you're not like that, but you know the Bible says we're to walk in love. And so if we get out of love, we get out of the Word, we get out of contact with the Spirit of God, first thing you know, you won't be walking in love, because it's real easy to walk in selfishness. And so we're new creatures with a new plan. And we want to walk out the plan that God has for us. Now, Proverbs 4, we've been reading in Proverbs this week, which is a wonderful place to live. If you never spent much time there, you should just live there and camp there for a while. Read a chapter a day. Read the whole book, then read a chapter a day and keep reading it. And I like to read it in the Amplified Bible because it just gives me a little less wiggle room. You know what I mean by that? I mean, it's so plain. And it'll help us. That's just the wisdom of God written down in black and white so that we can get into agreement with Him and make changes. It's a fast way to grow. Now, we were reading in Proverbs 3 where it said, "My son, this is the Amplified, my sons, hear my sons the instruction of a father and pay attention in order to gain and know intelligent discernment, comprehension, interpretation of spiritual matters. For I give you good advice. I give you good doctrine. What is to be received? Do not forsake my teaching." And so he began to talk to them about get skillful in godly wisdom. Verse 8 says, "Prize wisdom highly." Well, look at the one above that. Wisdom is, in the Amplified it says in verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. The wisdom of God, the way God thinks, is the main thing. It is the main thing, the principal thing. And when we get that right and we begin to do it, then we begin to walk in victory. So with all you have gotten, get understanding. In other words, whatever you do, go after the understanding of God, comprehension and interpretation. So here's the way you do it. Verse 8, prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Prize the wisdom of God. Prize the revelation of God. Prize knowing. I mean, it's easy for me to prize wisdom now because I understand and I know that my whole life depends on it. The outcome of my life, how long I live, how well I live, how accurate I live, the blessing, the well-being of my family, how much of my calling that I fulfill, it depends on the wisdom of God operating in my life. Prize wisdom highly and exalt her. And she will exalt and promote you. She, wisdom, will bring you to honor when you embrace her. And that's what we have to do with the wisdom of God. If we just read it and say, yeah, yeah, right, right, and we don't do anything about it, it's not working in our lives. But if we read it and we take it and we let it correct us, it begins to do marvelous things in our life. She, wisdom, will give your head a wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. My son, hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. So it adds numbers to our days, how long we live in the earth and how well we live in the earth. I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. The wisdom of God is comprehending and insight into what God's ways are. And so we get that so that we can get in on His ways instead of operating in the world's ways. His ways are what? Higher, better, more advantageous, more blessing. I have led you in paths. Wisdom says, I have led you in paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. Or do you get tired of, you know, you put one foot out and then something stops you and you have to draw back? You take a step and forward and you knock back too? Well, this says you need wisdom. Wisdom is comprehensive, it's understanding and revelation into the ways and purposes of God. Wisdom leads in the path of uprightness. When you walk in wisdom, in other words, when you walk, your steps will not be hampered, your path will be clear and open, and when you run, you shall not stumble. Now, that's what wisdom does for you. If you feel like you just go from one disaster to another, go after the wisdom of God and you'll quit doing that. You'll quit stumbling, quit making mistakes. You'll know what to do. You'll have the right path. It just depends on how much time we give God in our lives. How much attention do we pay to what He says? How much time do we spend finding out what He says? Take firm hold of instruction. If you want things to go well with you, do this. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Enter not in the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Now, just that one thing right there from Proverbs. If you just quit doing what evil people do and that the things you see continually before your eyes in secular television and movies and things, and they act like there is no God. Now, for you to do that, you're going down toward death. You're going the wrong way. You're not going toward life. You're going toward death. So what do? You go in the way of God. You refuse to go that direction. And you don't put that in front of your eyes and in your ears, because that's how things get in your heart. It's important. The Bible teaches us it's important what we do with our eyes and our ears, because that gets into our heart. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. Verse 13, take firm hold of instruction and do not let her go. Do not let wisdom go, for she is your life. Enter not in the path of the wicked. Avoid it. Verse 18, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn. Now, we want to walk this path. It's like the light of dawn. It has revelation. It has light. It has understanding that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day. But the way of the wicked is as deep darkness, and they don't know where they're going. Now, what do we want to be? Do we want to walk in the path of the wicked, or do we want to walk in the path of the righteous? Do we want to walk in the light of God, or do we want to walk in the darkness of the world? It's our choice to decide what we want to do. Now, this scripture talks about the shining path. There is a plan and a place and a path in your life that God has for you. And it can be the shining path if you'll choose the wisdom of God. I'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Let me just ask you this. Have you ever changed paths? Have you ever chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You know, you're not ever going to be able to walk in the wisdom of God nor the blessing of God unless you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. God can only do so much with you before you get born again. And for you to be right with the Lord, you need to be born over again. Jesus told us that we must be born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. He said, you must be born again. So if you've never made that choice in your life, I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. And it's just, you're just a decision away from being changed on the inside. And then you can begin to walk out what the Bible calls salvation in every area of your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person to you now, Lord, that is coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Thank you for changing them. Thank you for the new birth. Now say this, I choose Jesus. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. That's what I said, and it worked. Nobody ever taught me to do that. I didn't know what to do, but that's what I said. So all you have to do is just receive him as Lord and Savior by faith. He'll come into your heart. He'll cause you to be born over again. He's paid the price. The work's been done. Nothing left but the receiving. Hallelujah. So we want to give you these if you do that, if you've done that today, or if you're born again, but you really don't know, understand much about what happened to you. These are free books. This is called the Salvation Package. We want to send them to you free. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened in your life, and you must know about it and how to yield yourself and walk in it. Glory to God. So besides that, we rejoice to hear that you've been born again. You let us know. We're offering the new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. I am so excited about this book. You're going to love this book. It will be a help to you and an encouragement. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started learning your Bible, they have put together a special salvation package, which includes 5 books and a study brochure. Request your free package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. Take hold of the promises of God and receive the manifestation of the blessing without measure. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The Spirit, the greater one, he that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. And with the greater one in us, we can do anything the greater one tells us to do.